A review of weapons sales to countries in the Middle East and North Africa.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, as the State Department starts evacuating American citizens from Libya today and France's president calls for economic sanctions against the country, the White House is launching a review of military assistance and arms sales. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now live with the details. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jeremy.
All right. So we know the arms industry is a big business. Give us a sense of the size.
Well, six Gulf nations, including Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan, are expected to spend $70 billion on defense this year, and the U.S. will get some of that. And the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that number, that figure is expected to rise to $80 billion by 2015.
And now we're talking about a White House review of some of the business that has to do with the United States.
That's right. The paper reports that before all this unrest, the Obama administration strategy was to sell arms to Arab allies in an effort to isolate Iran, right? But that strategy can backfire if you're not sure who's in charge in some of these places. And these concerns stretch to Europe as well. Prime Minister David Cameron happens to be in the region this week.
Right.
He brought with him a group of eight UK defense industry officials. Roy Isbister is with Safer World. That's a UK advocacy group.
There seems to be no thought to scaling back on the interest that's been shown in this.
So Isbister says there's a huge arms sales expo that's still going on in Abu Dhabi this week, and that's where Cameron and the industry officials are headed. So it looks like the UK at least still hopes to sell 5 billion pounds, that's about $8.1 billion worth of arms to Middle East allies this year.
All right. Marketplace's Janet Babin. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, we got earnings this morning from the world's biggest container shipping company, Maersk. The company has returned to profitability after a loss last year, and it says it's ready to buy some new ships. Marketplace's David Gura reports now on what this says about the health of the global economy.
The bulk of what we buy abroad comes by sea.
Just massive ships, multiple football field-sized ships.
Kevin Sterling is with BB&T Capital Markets. He says that during the recession, demand for shipping dropped, and so did prices. Now the economy is turning around, but an anchor is still weighing the shipping industry down.
If you kind of dig further in, demand's actually pretty good. It's just the ship supply is overwhelming the situation.
Sterling says when the economy was hot, lots of companies decided to expand their fleets. But it takes a long time to build container ships, and makers started delivering them just as the economy soured. Shipping companies couldn't afford them, so they tried to push delivery dates back.
The new delivery schedule is overwhelming and, in fact, pretty daunting.
Maersk was cautious. It didn't order as many vessels as its competitors. Instead, it refurbished its own fleet. Now, Maersk is ready for its ships to come in. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across the globe again today. Tokyo's Nikkei down about 0.8% after Japan reported its first trade deficit in almost 2 years. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 178 points to close at 12,212.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect. By Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at progressive.com. And by reputation.com, protecting online privacy by monitoring and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. Reputation Defender is now reputation.com.
Pontiac, Michigan has seen better days. Unemployment there is almost three times the national rate. The number of workers at General Motors' sprawling complex there used to be 15,000. Now it's 3,000. And businesses in Pontiac have fled the once thriving downtown. But a new program there is repopulating some of those empty storefronts. As Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports, dozens of businesses have signed leases that give them free rent for a year.
Stephanie White does hair for a living. For the past 7 years, she did cuts, perms, and weaves at a salon she started in a more affluent neighborhood next door to Pontiac. But shortly after Thanksgiving, she moved into an 1,100-square-foot space on Pontiac's downtown business strip.
It has changed a lot, but I think it's coming back.
White grew up in Pontiac. She decided to relocate to her hometown after hearing about a program called Rise of the Phoenix. She signed a 3-year lease, and the first 12 months are rent-free.
That means that I can build not only my salon, my clientele, and I'm looking for some workers to make it a nice experience downtown Pontiac.
The idea for free rent was the brainchild of a committee with the Downtown Development Authority. Phil Wojtowicz is a commercial real estate broker who sits on that committee. He says it polled the downtown building owners and asked how many thought they'd have tenants in the next 24 months.
And, you know, everybody said not likely. And we said we have to do something to be either innovative or aggressive. We had to think outside of the box.
Wojtowicz says several building owners signed on to the plan and more came on board after seeing tenants move into empty buildings. To get into the program, business owners have to commit to a 2 or 3 year lease. And Wojtowicz says they have to move in by the end of March.
In the spring of this year, there's going to be a lot of foot traffic in downtown Pontiac that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
That would be good news for hair salon owner Stephanie White. The Pontiac native says she looks forward to having a downtown that looks more like the one she grew up with.
Like maybe have a coffee shop down here. And also somewhere where we can shop for clothing and other things as well.
So far, 50 leases have been signed, including clothing stores, a fitness center, and office space. About 10 more leases are in negotiations. From Pontiac, I'm Sarah Hewlett for Marketplace.
And finally to Memphis, Tennessee, where an all-pizza diet turned out to be anything but unhealthy for 82-year-old Jean Wilson. She orders a large Domino's pepperoni pizza every single day, but for 3 days, Domino's hadn't heard from her. So the delivery woman, Susan Guy, decided to go and check on her, and it's a good thing she did. Wilson had fallen, couldn't get to a phone. She was taken to the hospital and listed in non-critical condition. As for Susan Guy, Domino's is sending her on an all-expense-paid vacation. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The next time you feel like you're being ripped off, just remember this guy.
When I go park my car in the street and I'm not allowed to park, I pay a bribe. When I go issue my son's birth certificate, I need to pay a bribe. It's me as an average citizen.
I'm Kai Rizdal, trying to change the old Egyptian ways, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.